Appendix C, The Atonement. Part I, Atoning Sacrifice. Icentrality of the Atoning Cross. The sacrifice of Christ as atonement for sin is the great truth around which all other truths cluster. It, the cross, is the central pillar on which hangs the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory which is for those who accept that cross. Under and around the cross of Christ, that immortal pillar, sin shall never revive, nor error obtain control. The sacrifice of Christ as an atonement for sin is the great truth around which all other truths cluster. In order to be rightly understood and appreciated, every truth in the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, must be studied in the light that streams from the cross of Calvary. I present before you the great, grand monument of mercy and regeneration, salvation and redemption, the Son of God uplifted on the cross. This is to be the foundation of every discourse given by our ministers. The cross of Calvary challenges, and will finally vanquish every earthly and hellish power. In the cross all influence centers, and from it all influence goes forth. It is the great center of attraction, for on it Christ gave up his life for the human race. This sacrifice was offered for the purpose of restoring man to his original perfection, yea, more. It was offered to give him an entire transformation of character, making him more than a conqueror. If the cross does not find an influence in its favor, it creates an influence. Through generation succeeding generation, the truth for this time is revealed as present truth. Christ on the cross was the medium whereby mercy and truth met together, and righteousness and peace kissed each other. This is the means that is to move the world. There is one great central truth to be kept ever before the mind in the searching of the Scriptures, Christ and Him crucified. Every other truth is invested with influence and power corresponding to its relation to this theme. It is only in the light of the cross that we can discern the exalted character of the law of God. The soul palsied by sin can be endowed with life only through the work wrought out upon the cross by the author of our salvation. Hanging upon the cross Christ was the gospel. This is our message, our argument, our doctrine, our warning to the impenitent, our encouragement for the sorrowing, the hope for every believer. If we can awaken an interest in men's minds that will cause them to fix their eyes on Christ, we may step aside, and ask them only to continue to fix their eyes upon the Lamb of God. Gather up the strongest affirmative statements regarding the atonement made by Christ for the sins of the world. Show the necessity for this atonement. The fact that the companions of Christ in his crucifixion were placed the one on his right hand and the other on his left is a significant one. His cross is placed in the very center of the world. Christ and Him crucified, is the message God would have His servants sound through the length and breadth of the world. The law and the gospel will then be presented as a perfect whole. Never should a sermon be preached, or Bible instruction in any line be given, without pointing the hearers to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Every true doctrine makes Christ the center, every precept receives force from His word. To remove the cross from the Christian would be like blotting out the sun from the sky. The cross brings us near to God, reconciling us to Him. Without the cross, man could have no union with the Father. On it depends our every hope. The study of the incarnation of Christ, His atoning sacrifice, and mediatorial work, will employ the mind of the diligent student as long as time shall last. Christ crucified for our sins, Christ risen from the dead, Christ ascended on high, is the science of salvation that we are to learn and to teach. No discourse should ever be presented without presenting Christ and Him crucified as the foundation of the gospel. We must become exponents of the efficacy of the blood of Christ, by which our own sins have been forgiven. Science is too limited to comprehend the atonement. The mysterious and wonderful plan of redemption is so far-reaching that philosophy cannot explain it. It will ever remain a mystery that the most profound reason cannot fathom. If it could be explained by finite wisdom, it would lose its sacredness and dignity. It is a mystery that one equal with the Eternal Father should so abase himself as to suffer the cruel death of the cross to ransom man, and it is a mystery that God so loved the world as to permit his Son to make this great sacrifice. It is Satan's studied purpose to keep souls from believing in Christ as their only hope, for the blood of Christ that cleanseth from all sin is efficacious in behalf of those only who believe in its merit.